prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Nigeria's under-23 Dream Team 6 early this morning began their Rio Olympics adventure on the bright note with an emphatic 5-4 win over Japan in a 9-goal thriller despite their shambolic preparation for the tournament. As a matter of fact, the team managed by Samson Siasia only got to the match venue in Manaus a few hours before kickoff. It was actually a question of whether the Dream Team would honor their first match or not, but the boys braved all odds and showed the true Nigerian spirit by recording a massive victory with 4 goals from the boots of Ogenekaro Etebo. From the lack of funds to withdrawal of players that had been called up to prosecute the tournament, it was simply tales of woes for Siasia and his boys. Be that as it may, Nigeria has always been known as a nation that thrives in times of adversity, and one wonders if any Nigerian football team has ever won a major tournament without going through one crisis or the other. This leads to the question, can Nigeria's Dream Team 6 go all the way at the Rio Olympics to win gold? Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on Fans Zone Friday, we'll be asking fans what they think about the prospects of Nigeria's under-23 team at the Rio Olympics and whether the boys can replicate the achievements of the Atlanta 96 team by winning gold. The Nigerian Dream Team is on the march again, gunning for a second Olympic gold after the first one achieved by the Nwankwo Kanu-led team 2 decades ago. Despite the various problems encountered by the team on its way to Rio, do you think this team can equal the Atlanta 96 feat? Can Samson Siasia get it right this time by winning gold at the world stage? Today on Fans Zone Friday, we put these questions to you.
This is Sports Planet.
Yeah, so my name is John Kennedy. I'm calling from Sulawesi. I believe, even before I saw it in the paper, I've already said that this team, 2 years ago, that we won the Olympic gold, and I believe that it will occur again this year, this time around. I watched the game this morning. The boys were fantastic. They started the jet lag, and they had already a few hours before the kickoff, so it's not easy. There'll be a lot of fatigue, but at the same time, I believe in this team. What I saw here this morning. I believe their cohesion, very energetic. They find the heat of the Brazilian environment, but they still withstand all those heat. And at least they don't lag alone, can even cause them that much. But still, they should probably try and make sure that at least they come up with the 3 points. That is the most important thing. And it's winning their first match. Mm-hmm. The Japanese are not too sure that, but still, I believe in this team. I believe in this team. At least one win and one draw will qualify. Even one win and one lose will qualify for the next round. That from there we know how it goes. Because the group stage are not actually because of the same. The most important thing for us is to qualify first to the next stage. I believe we can do it. I believe so.
My name is Emmanuel, calling from my team. In respect of the Olympic Games, what I should say, I do much believe that the 25 and what is it that comes forward for the competitor. But my problem is these guys need motivation. They need motivation, and the way the Nigerians are going about it is all the best. How I just wish that everything will be made available for these boys in order to excel. I do hope that with some success here in charge, things will definitely work out and Nigeria will come back to this world. For me, that the goal is, because that's why the fact that the goal came almost from one person. I saw a teamwork. That's why the fact that one person scored their 4 goals. And the issue there now is on how to work on the strikers, not just relying on one person, not just relying on a server alone. They actually need to work on the strikers so that everybody in the striking force has a job to do there. And the defenders as well, the defenders, they run on their own side, like the second goal is that Japanese goal. The second goal was a complete blunder. See that as it may, I don't think it's a bad result anyway. What we need in the game is
try as much as possible to win the game, even if you have goals.
From Ilorin Forest, what I believe is this. The possibility is never in the side. God has started well with us, and I'm sure by the special grace of God, we are coming home with that golden cup. That is it.
Yeah, good morning. This is Abayomi.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think they are up to standard. They are up to standard. They can perform better, even better than the previous Olympic. All we need is just to give them our support. Yeah, they did well. Very, very well. They did very well. They did very well.
My name is Sudon. I'm coming from Delta State, Abo. So my view is there that Shankman, I think, can do defensive. It's coming out for this Atlanta United States. I think that my mind is telling me that they will do well. So they will do luckily as they did come out for this that year back in 96. Yeah. They, I think they are doing well. I think they can go far. I think Michel is a good example as the hand captain of him. I think can use that effect of that captain and play more and give Nigeria the quality, even the content and everything, both the team. Because the people they are in the captain can contribute more so that Nigeria will go far.
I'm Ejofo Okeke Charles from Obi, Isipato Abia State. Yeah, I'm coming from Lagos right now. Well, I saw the announcement. I want to make my own contribution that the Eagles, the under 23 will make it this time around again. If you do it in Nigeria, the starting is clear. I've seen the movement and the encouragement of the players. In that, I know that Nigeria will make it again. Five-four. Against Japan. I believe this time around the Nigeria will be jubilating against our gold medal Olympics again in 2015. The more intolerant between themselves and the Nigerian Football Association to encourage the boys so that we bring out more what they have in their legs.
Chukuma, I'm calling from Delta Mine Road in the city. Yes, because of that yesterday match.
Yeah.
The UHS, I think, changed Mikel for that match yesterday. It was very obviously bad. Because before this thing down, good change Mikel, and I was just so comfortable like that for, even though it's luckily for us now, that 3 points yesterday, we will not get them. It's to advise him because of the changes so that we should go higher as we normally do before. This by the grace of God. But the grace of God, we'll try. No, let that touch, and I have the problem with the guest now as a coach. I'm not just believing that I will keep them well. At least, like that yesterday now, if we can finish that match yesterday, maybe we're supposed to carry 6 goals. Before this group, we'll manage to score like one. So I'm going to say we'll still get that 3 points yesterday now. What I'm trying to say is that they should caution him for the next match so that if we get 6 points for the first round, you know we are going up.
A very special thanks to all those who called in. And that's all we have for you on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions and comments on Twitter or just follow me at your boy Don Chichi. YOBOYDONCHICHI. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your copy of Complete Sports Daily. Visit www.completesportsnigeria.com and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of a show. Before we go, let's tell you that the world record for the highest scoreline in football recognized by the Guinness Book of Records match was set in October 2002 in Madagascar. AS Adema of Antananarivo beat their arch rivals State Olympique de Leman by 149 goals to nothing. State Olympique were protesting a penalty decision in the previous match, which cost them the league title, and so deliberately scored 149 own goals in their match against AS Adema. The opposition players stood in their own half and watched a drama play out as their opponents kicked the ball into their own goal. After the match, spectators descended on ticket booths to demand a refund. That would have been serious. And on behalf of the production crew in our studios, my name is Yemi Ogunseyin, wishing you all a fun-filled weekend.